My guest today is going to blow your mind in the best way. That's because Zen Cryer DeBrook, author of the book Your Inner GPS, is going to detail for you how your worry, stress, overwhelm, anxiety are guidance for you, and they all say the same thing. Most likely, it's not what you thought. Tune in to the Own Your Intuition show today to find out how to get the guidance your highest self is providing you in these moments and step seamlessly into more grace and ease. This is an episode you won't want to miss.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition.
Welcome, everyone, to the Own Your Intuition show. I am so excited for you to be joining us today because I have a special guest. Her name is Zen Cryer DeBrook, and she is the author of the book Your Inner GPS, Follow Your Internal Guidance to Optimal Health, Happiness, and Satisfaction. And I just love Zen and her work, and I'm going to wait and talk a little bit more about that, but because we're going to really dig into it, and I'm so excited for you all to discover it if you haven't already discovered her work. But let's start where I usually begin, which is by asking guests to tell me something, tell us something that you love about yourself. But first, I always like to start by sharing one thing I love about Zen. So this also, in Zen's case, happens to be the reason I'm having her on the show today. I love how clearly Zen articulated in her book, Your Inner GPS, just how the body, your body, whoever you are, is talking to you. How your body is the vehicle through which your intuition, your highest self, is speaking to you. This is something I have been teaching to my students for a long time. And when I found Zen's book years ago, I was like, thank you for writing this down so clearly and articulately. And I contacted Zen about sharing part of her well-articulated work with my students then, and we have been turning each other on to each other's work ever since. So thank you, Zen, for being here. I love how you articulated all of this so clearly in your book. And now, it doesn't have to be related to your work, but tell us one thing that you love about yourself, pretty please.
I love that I'm not judgmental. I think one of the things that I love most about myself is that I don't judge people. I know that this life is hard, being on this planet's hard, and everybody's doing the best they can. And I just really feel that I'm able to love everybody regardless of what's going on. It doesn't matter. And I love that about myself.
Yay. Perfect. Thank you for sharing that with us. Mm-hmm. Okay, so can you start? We're going to dig into all the details of Zen's work, but can you start by telling us a little bit about yourself? Whatever you would like our listeners to know. Start there.
Yeah, well, I, gosh, there's a lot to tell. Which part? I feel like I've had like 20 lifetimes already. let's see. I think the biggest thing is that I really love technology. Hmm. I think that's the reason why in the late 90s, I started a tech company right at the beginning of the internet and was a CEO with 45 employees in the 90s. And then I started using my internal guidance system. And I built my company using this internal guidance system that we talk about.
Mm.
And the thing that I love most about it is that I've been able to merge technology with personal development in creating an online academy. Mm. And I think that it's one of the most powerful aspects of who we are is that we can have an ability to log in and get information on the internet over and over and over again. And so as far as me goes, I've been able to blend the tech with the personal development. And that is my secret sauce in life, is the understanding of technology. And so I started out as a high school dropout.
Hmm.
And I came from a really rough beginning. And over the course of my lifetime, in using my internal guidance system, I've been able to follow this internal experience that we're going to share with your listeners to create extraordinary things. And I think that's the biggest thing for me, is that I am just passionate about technology and what it can do for us as people. I know there's a lot of bad stuff about technology too, don't get me wrong, but I think that we have an opportunity to really transform our lives because of this beautiful resource that we can tap into. Yeah, I love it too.
Yeah, so technology is the reason we're all listening to this conversation right now, wherever you are, maybe on your headset, maybe on the radio, wherever you are, you get to hear for this. So I love it. Great reminder. So can you tell us, we're going to dig into your work, the specifics of it, so that you, everybody listening can have this chunky experience of starting to work with it immediately. But can you tell us, I would love, as a way into that, your story. How did you get into this? How did you discover what it is that you teach?
So back in the 90s, early 90s, I was having a rough time in life. I was living out of my car, and I had sabotaged my life pretty good. And I had a dear friend, and she gave me an audio cassette tape, that dates me for sure, of Esther Hicks. And Abraham Hicks was the name at the time, and she is this person who channels a soul family, and they were talking about the law of attraction. And she wanted me to know that I'm creating my own reality, that I'm the one who's causing the problems in my life. That was basically the reason why I got the cassette tape. But what clicked for me was they were talking about this internal guidance system, which is why I call it the internal guidance system, and that we have an expansion and a contraction inside our bodies, that when we're expanded, it's letting us know that our thoughts are in alignment and creating what's going to make us happy, and that when we're contracted, we are out of alignment and we're about to create things that are going to make us unhappy. Mm-hmm. And I knew that every time I sabotaged myself, went storming off a job expecting them to chase down after me. Sorry, they don't do that with dishwashers. They just say goodbye.
Good to know.
Yeah, no, that's not how it works. Or got in a fight with a roommate or blew it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I was tight inside, so tight that I could barely breathe. And I thought, if I could master this, if I could figure out how to stay in that place where I'm aligned with my thinking, then my life would turn out. I could do this instead of blowing it. And that is exactly what happened. As I began, there's no work on it. I called them. I asked if they had a book or a teaching, and they said, no, whatever comes through, comes through. And I started looking at the library. There was no internet back then. And little by little, thought by thought, I started figuring out how it works. And I've spent my life since then decoding it and writing out practices and teaching people how to use it. And I followed it from being a living out of my car, high school dropout, to a technology CEO in San Francisco, California, at the height at the height of the tech boom, you know, and it's been working for me ever since. Yeah.
I love it. I love the story of where you began to where you are now. So good. So
thank you.
Tell us about, how does this work? How does the internal guidance system work?
So the biggest thing is that everybody has it. Everybody was born with an internal guidance system. Mm-hmm. When you feel a lump in your throat or a tightness in your chest or a sick feeling like a rock at the solar plex area, in your solar plexus,
mm-hmm.
That is tightness. That's what we call closing. Call it closing. And then when this is released and you're feeling neutral, or you can even get an expanded feeling, we call that an opening, a neutral or an opening. And throughout your day, all day, you have an expansion and contraction happening in the center of your body. Now, the reason why most people don't realize it is because we call closing stress, worry, fear, anxiety, overwhelm, frustration, irritation, even procrastination, right? Everybody think about a second something you're procrastinating on and notice that you'll start to feel a tightness. Those are all things that cause closing that we've given a name to. And the truth is, what it means is that our thoughts are out of alignment and what we're thinking is not true or not going to happen. And so when you learn how to tap into this, you can immediately, through doing what I call a pivot, shifting your thoughts until you find an expansion feeling, an opening, you can follow this throughout your day to stay centered and out of stress, worry, fear, anxiety, all those things. They're just guidance that what you're thinking is out of alignment. And the key is to stay in alignment. And when you do, your life is on track. People are always trying to find their purpose, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? What's my contribution? Well, we're contributing and on our purpose every day when we're open and in alignment. We're producing what we're here to produce.
I love it.
And that is the trick, yeah. And so the key is for us to work with this and stay in a state of opening.
Okay. So I'm going to reiterate this for our listeners because it's actually mind-blowing and groundbreaking what Zen just said. So essentially, what you just detailed is that not only does Zen show us brilliantly how the body is actually talking to you, how your highest self is communicating through you, what she's addressing, what she just said, to reiterate, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I am, that when you experience sensations like fear, anxiety, worry, frustration, even you were mentioning procrastination, those are closing or tight experiences, which are guidance from your inner guidance system, from your highest self, as I would also connect it, and I believe you do too, that tell you what you are thinking is not true and not going to happen. That means, does everybody get it? I just always feel like there should be like a like mind-blowing thing when you say that. Like, she's telling you when you are stressed or when you are frustrated, it's your thoughts that are untrue. And therefore, you can trace them to understand that is not true. Let me make a different thing. And maybe I just want to ground this in an experience that I just had recently related to your work. If that's cool with you.
Great.
So you all know me. I do all the things. I'm what you would refer to as a solopreneur thus far. So that means I do the readings. I create all of the content. I teach the courses. I also do the marketing. I tell people about what it is that I do. So as a person that does that, I also get learning from other places because I want to know how to do it the best. The other day I had got some learning and I was like kind of thinking of all the steps, all of the things that I needed to do. I'm really reshifting one of the programs that I've been offering for years and changing the format. I was standing in my bathroom brushing my teeth and I remember thinking, I was literally like, oh my God, like how am I going to do all this? Which was actually more like, I'm never going to be able to do all this. Like literally, how am I going to accomplish this? And because I know Zen's work, because I pay attention to what my body is telling me and Zen so clearly articulates it, in that moment, I was like, oh, wait, I'm totally overwhelmed by this thought I'm having. What I am thinking, which happens to be, I am literally, how am I ever going to get this done? I'm never going to be able to get it done, is not true. And it is not going to happen. And the reason that I knew that was because I was feeling the feeling of overwhelm. Understanding that the overwhelm is actually an indication of falsity, not like scramble more or like try to make it work more or figure it out more is completely revolutionary.
Yes, you got it.
Okay. I thought so because I would have been very surprised if you'd have been like, nope, that's not how it is, Amy. So
No, it's totally how it is. And it's beautiful. And the reason why I'm surprised people their minds aren't blown more about this discovery is because all things that cause us suffering in our life is simply guidance that what we're thinking is not true. And when we move to a new thinking, which that's the hard part because our mind is so set on it thinking that it knows everything. Mm-hmm. When we move to an opening, and that's what I teach people to do because, like I said, that's the hard part. Mm-hmm. You're back on track. You're only a few thoughts away from having your ultimate life in any moment. And suffering is not something you have to live with. In fact, suffering is simply guidance to shift your thinking, to get back on track.
So good. So the opening, you guys, is something that, I mean, I just want to describe that for a second. Or actually, would you describe it, Zen? Because I want to give like some concrete thing. We know that
a closing feeling. Well, let's do an
exercise. All right, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do the exercise. Now, this is not how you use your ideas, people. This is just simply something where I'm going to share with you so you can feel it for yourself. And I'll explain what I mean by that after we do the exercise. So go ahead and it's really good if you do this. If you're in the middle of doing something, you can do it if you're driving, just don't close your eyes. But if you're in the middle of doing something, stop for a minute. You know, I love to listen to podcasts while I'm folding laundry and doing things around the house. But if you could take a minute and stop and sit down, it'll be more helpful for you to feel it. And so go ahead and stop, sit down, relax, and feel the bottom of your feet, the pads of your feet. You'll notice that there's a slight tingling that happens, like an energy that's there. Your palms of your hands, go ahead and bring your awareness from your feet to the palms of your hands now. Feeling the bottom of your feet and the palms of your hands. You're going to notice both are tingling. And if you'd like to, close your eyes. It can be easier sometimes without visual information coming in. Now I'm going to say two statements. And I just want you to notice what you're feeling between your throat and your upper solar plex area. Anything changes or shifts or happens. Still focusing on your feet and hands. Think this thought. I do not have an internal guidance system. I do not have an internal guidance system. Notice any sensation between your throat and upper solar plex. All right, now hold this statement, paying attention to your feet and hands again. I do have an internal guidance system. I do have an internal guidance system. Noticing once again any shift between your throat and your upper solar plexus area. All right, wiggle your toes, open your eyes. What happened?
I love this exercise so much because I do it all the time. So I do it with, I do it with my students with Zen's permission. It's also in her book, you should know, if you want to review, if you want it on hand all the time. And I did the process, of course, when I first discovered your book to see. And it's amazing because you see, probably as all of you listeners have noticed, that there is actually body information that happens when you do the exercise. The first one is tight. To me, it always felt like I feel it mostly in my chest. I'm like, it feels like a shutting down feeling, like I get small, tighter in there. And then with the second statement, it just releases your body. My body opened up. I guess one way I could describe it is looser, but really it feels like open, like I can breathe, like everything is easy, like, it's more expansive. That's probably the best way to describe it.
Yes, exactly. And the first one, the tightness, feels like a wilting or less air in your body, a constriction, we call that closing. And then the release, the expansion and the opening, we call that opening. And it can feel like you're being breathed or the tension that you felt just a second ago is released. And that is what people feel throughout their day. And that's their internal guidance system. Now, the reason why I said this is not how you use your internal guidance system is because it's really actually working to help us reprogram our minds. So every time you get that closed feeling and you shift to an opening, you start a new neural pathway and a new thought begins. So for my example would be when you were feeling overwhelmed in that moment, mm-hmm. and you realize that you were closed, and the next thought is, I'm going to be able to get it all done. I don't need to know how. It's going to happen, right? I'm going to mm-hmm. have the time. And you feel the opening because that's a more true thought in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You started a new neural pathway, and you don't go back to the overwhelmed feeling,
right? Totally.
And so we do, yeah. And so you won't go back and feel that way again. Your mind was producing thoughts that are closing, and they weren't true for you. And then you shifted, and you moved to thoughts that were more true for you, which is you're going to get it all done. It's going to be okay. And when we do this throughout our day, it's more important to shift in the moment and recreate our brain and release the gut, the stress into opening, than it is to sit there and go, oh, am I going to date this man or not? Oh, am I going to get into a house or not? Oh, IGS, tell me what you're thinking. No, that's not how it works. It's really more about a holistic way of living your life. It's a new operating system that we have aren't tapping into that's like magic. It really works. It really actually creates the life that we desire. It knows us better than we know ourselves. And so, you know, like if you get the book or if you come and you do some of the courses with me, what you're going to find is this becomes a natural way that you operate in the world. You just do it throughout your day, just like you did sitting in the bathroom, thinking about all the stuff that you had to get done, right?
Totally.
And you used it and shifted your day.
Right. And I love that what you just pointed out, because it wasn't just the day and that moment. Yes, it definitely shifted that moment, because what happened was I was like, oh, wow, that's not true. Okay. And then my next thought was, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. And that is, as you just described, the vibe that I've had ever since that moment. When I think about, or when I'm like, think details are coming into my mind of, oh, I need to do this and this and that, and oh, that link and blah, 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 like all the stuff. The overarching feeling I have is, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. I just, one foot in front of the other, whatever is arising to do right now. And it is not just in that moment. It has continued. I'm not worried anymore that I'm not going to get it done, because I have recognized that is a closing thought. It is not true. And then now I'm in the open space of, it's fine. It's going to be fine. That's how it's looking in my mind right now, again and
yes.
again. So you skip it down the road too, which is, I'm so glad that you pointed that out, because I would have never really thought about that. But it's so true that it's not just right then. It continues, because you know, I'm not like, it's just gone. The story is gone, because I know this is not a real story. So why would I keep going back to not a real story? I would much rather be fine. Like, it's going to be fine. So
yes,
so good. And I also love that you brought up the predictive thing, because this is something that happens frequently. I would say like at least one student, every time I teach this particular portion of what you do, a student comes back and says, I'm having like, so how can I figure this out? Because they're trying to use their internal guidance system as a predictive measure. They're trying to be like, so am I going to have a baby? Like, or whatever it is that they're dealing with. That's a student's example that I come to think of. So can you talk a little bit about that and sort of tease it out for us?
Talk about the predictive or?
Yeah, about like, what would you say when my student comes back to me now and they're saying, I'm having trouble because like now they're trying to use it as a predictive tool instead of, as you just mentioned, it happens in the moment and this is how you use it.
Right. Okay. So it's not a divination tool. And a lot of people, your mind wants something that's going to make it a better mind, right? It wants to be right.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things you discover when you start studying your internal guidance system is your mind is wrong a lot. It's like wrong a lot. So here's an example. And you know this, so forgive me, but go ahead and say what your original answer was. I like to ask people, what color is a yield sign in the United States?
Okay. Yellow.
Most people say yellow and black. Okay. Mm-hmm. The actual truth of the matter is in 1974, it was changed to red and white.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people are grabbing their phones right now and saying, no, I can see clearly in my mind's eye the yellow and black yield sign. I know it's yellow and black. This woman is wrong. I have one in my neighborhood. And I usually, in a live event, will stop and let people grab their phones to check, because otherwise I've lost them for the whole event, because their mind will take off on she's wrong. It was changed to red and white in 1974. By 1978, every single sign has been changed and they don't exist anymore. Now people will say, well, how come I still see it in my mind? Because our mind has no way to update itself. So even in a year from now, if I were to ask you this question and you said yellow and black in the beginning, you would say yellow and black. And you would know that there's a trick. You would know that there's something wrong with this question that you can't remember. But you won't remember that it's yellow, that it's red and white. Now, if I give you a red crayon and a white piece of paper and I have you draw a red and white yield sign, you'll remember it for the rest of your life, because it's our body that updates our brain. And this is why, and I'm going to get back to what you're saying, this is why we can read tons of books, we can take tons of courses, we can, you know, and then we get back to our life on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we don't apply it, and we wonder what's wrong with us. And it's not that. It's that our mind is a machine, a software, like a piece of software, that runs the same way over and over again. It's why you swear that you're going to do something differently, and you don't. You're going to say something nicer. You're going to be more patient. And then that moment comes up and you're impatient. So this internal guidance system is really about updating our brain to what we are, who we are in this present moment. It's about changing the little thoughts throughout the day. And it knows the direction that thoughts need to be changed in. That's where you get the expansion and contraction, opening and closing in the body. It's like the hot-cold game, except for your life, right? Remember the hot-cold game where they hide something and they blindfold you? And then they say, hot, 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 you're getting freezing, Sahara, or you're going cold, 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 you're in the Arctic, right? That's what your IGS is doing for your life, and it's our thinking that leads us into our lives. Now, the reason why it doesn't work as a divination tool is because our mind is wrong a lot. And so you may be asking, am I going to move to, you know, this part of the city or that part of the city? Where am I going to move? And you're not even supposed to be in the city anymore. You're supposed to be in the country. That's where your greatest joy is going to be. But your mind is thinking A or B, black or white, yes or no. And so it's not like a magic eight ball. What happens when you get the wrong answer on a magic eight ball?
Nothing. You shake it again.
You don't want. You shake it again. Exactly. You shake it again until you get the answer that you want. And that's what your mind will do with your IGS. It'll keep asking questions because it thinks that in order to be happy, this is what has to happen. And that is not necessarily what's best for your life. And so this part of us leads us thought by thought, moment by moment, into happiness. And it's less about thinking and more about being. And I know we've been saying that forever, you know, be the change you wish to see in the world. And it's who you're being, not what you're doing. But it's true. It's just we don't know how. Our mind doesn't know how, but our IGS does. IGS is short for internal guidance system. Our IGS does. And so once you learn to follow this, things work out. You don't have to have the answers anymore. Right?
So good.
And I've had babies are one of them. Women are like, I'm having a hard time getting pregnant. And it's a lot of times what I've found is it's because it's not the time. Right? We have all these artificial rules. And
totally.
These artificial rules are often closing. They're not true for us.
Yeah, totally. I'm wanting to say some of them out loud, but I'm just not going to. The things I've heard from people. It's not true. You can have a baby after 35. Let me just tell you. I did. Two.
I had one at 43.
Totally.
I had a baby at 43. But yeah, and it was like a surprise. Here we go. I'm like, I got married at 38. Didn't think I was ever going to get married. I didn't really want to get married, so that was fair. But and had a baby at 43. It's very possible.
Totally. Totally. Okay, so I want to ask you about some stories, but first I want to reiterate for everyone, because I want to make it as clear as possible and I want to repeat it as much as I can. So when you're using Zen's tool, I mean, I'm calling it Zen's tool, but I think you would probably feel like I do about my work of I didn't invent it. I just wrote this current version of writing it down.
Yes.
That when you are feeling, to break it down really easily, when you are noticing yourself feeling closed or tight, or it can be exhibited in overwhelm, fear, frustration, procrastination, all kinds of other experiences, the thing to do, the action point, is first recognizing, oh, wow, this is how I'm feeling. Like I'm standing in the bathroom feeling overwhelmed about all the stuff I need to do. then the second place that you go is, I noticed I'm closed. That means that what I am thinking is not true and not going to happen. Once you do that, you literally immediately shift. I could tell you all kinds of examples of how I've used this in my life, from like yelling at my kids to get in the car and we better get there and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden realizing, my God, I'm tight. I'm overwhelmed. I'm closed. What I'm feeling, which is we should have already been there or, you know, we're late. We should have left before, is not true. All of a sudden, my pace slows. I'm on the sidewalk. I stop yelling, griping at my kids to please come on, you guys hurry up or whatever. I'm just like, everybody gets in the car at their own pace. The experience that you have, it's hard to describe, but this goes back to what you're saying about presence. And in the moment, it's actually like 1,000 times more satisfying than the other experience I was having of, oh my God, we should have been there and hurry up, everybody.
All the time. And it's everything. And that's what's important. That's what's key is, just like you said, and were you late?
No.
I was like, well,
totally not.
I'm like, no, you get there and the person's not there, or they haven't started yet, or you're just on time. I can't tell you how many times I have been, quote, air quotes, late, right? And I was closed thinking about that I was going to be late and look bad and all of that. And when I got there, the person's like, oh, I'm so glad that you're running behind. I'm running behind. I didn't want to make you wait. You know, those kinds of things happen all the time.
Totally.
Yeah. And it's great for parenting. It's so good for parenting. It's excellent if your relationships. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to say something to my husband and then realized I was close and shut my mouth. Kept my mouth shut. I was like, no, I'm not going to say that. That's the wrong thing.
A revolutionary thing, as anyone in relationship would know.
Yes. You know, the other thing is, you know, I'm able to say I'm wrong. One of the cool things about your IGS is, when it's not positive or negative thinking. People are like, oh, well, of course you feel better because you said a more positive thought, you have held a more positive thought and your body reacted. No, I opened, my brother died. He was lost up in the mountains and he died.
Okay, tell us that
and
story.
And I opened, my brother disappeared. He was supposed to be showing up at my aunt's and uncle's house in Oregon, and he was in Idaho. He was driving and he never showed up. And so we went looking for him, and when I held the thought, I'm not going to see him again alive, and I actually never saw him again. It was just the way the circumstances, they found his body and I didn't get to actually physically see it, but I'm never going to see him again. And I opened and we looked for him for 10 days, and he was found by some ranchers. His car he was in a wheelchair, and he had gone up this road and that was supposed to be a shortcut. And when he got about 33 miles up a 65-mile road, there was a landslide. And when he went to turn around, it was winter, he got his car high-centered, and he couldn't get out. And he died of dehydration up there in the mountains in Idaho. And it allowed me to be able to manage the search party and everything that was going on from a different place. There was a sense of peace to it. We still looked. I still looked and looked because it was important to have closure. And this has happened for many people, you know. I have another client who, mom had cancer and repeatedly would go to that place where they thought she was going to finally pass. And she was open that she was not going to die. And then one day she got a hold of me and she said, I got called in to go see my mom again. She's on hospice and I'm open that she's going to pass this time. How can that be? And I'm like, that's very common, you know? So it's not about positive or negative. I have here's another example. There was a woman that we have that was a student. These are all on the coaching calls, by the way, that are inside the community. You can listen to this over and over again, hearing people with the Stress to Happiness program being coached on this. But her husband had died years before, and she was living off of his life insurance policy. And it was coming to an end, the payments. And every time she thought about getting a job, she closed. And so she'd come on the call and she said, I close about putting together my resume. I close about thinking of what job I might want to get. I close. I can't find an opening at all to get a job. I don't know what to do. I am running out of money. I have a last payment coming in 2 months and I am not open to getting a job. And I said, well, I've been doing this for over 20 years. I'm telling you right now, if you close, don't do it. it will not work out. It'll be wasted effort. It doesn't work.
Hmm.
Just, and she says, I said, does it open you to not work? And she says, it does. But how can that be? And this is the thing. This is where that mind of ours gets in the way and thinks it has rules about how things have to be. The day after she received the last check, she was informed that her stepdad had left her, when he passed, a significant amount of money.
Mm.
An amount of money that she said she will never have to work again.
Mm. And oh now, my gosh, she didn't do her resume. Thank God she didn't waste all that time.
Time, yes. Yes. And here's the thing. He had told her and her sister that they were not getting any of his estate, ever.
Mm. Mm.
That was not on her radar. Mm. That was not even a possibility in her mind.
Mm.
And she came on the coaching call and was like, you won't believe this. I don't ever have to work again.
So
I had
good.
Another woman. I mean, this is just over and over. I mean, this is daily occurrences when you use your internal guidance system. I had another woman who was going to a conference in Mexico. She spent all this whole evening finding the best flight that's going to work perfectly. She bought the ticket and never got a confirmation email. She was too tired. She went to bed. She was going to just get it in the morning. She came on the call and said, I am getting a closing about getting a ticket. I don't know what to do. I've already paid for this conference. And every time I go, I get a really big closing. And I'm like, don't buy a ticket. I don't know what's going to happen.
Hmm.
Week after week, this was like a nail biter because she would come on and she's like, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, what, and I don't have a ticket. And now they're really expensive and I don't know what to do. And I'm sitting here as a teacher going, okay, maybe this will be the first time it doesn't work. Nope. Her husband came in and asked her, what is this charge on their credit card statement? And lo and behold, she had bought the ticket.
Hmm.
She just didn't get the confirmation email. She would have had two tickets. And you can't get those flights back.
Right. Totally.
They don't refund your money because you made a mistake.
No.
They won't even let you transfer it to another human being,
Totally. So good. Okay. So the thing that we're in the process of starting to wind down our conversation, but the thing that I love about these examples is because you're putting out to the fact that something that it frequently comes up in my work in different ways of, it's okay to not know. You just like being open to the mystery is not something that we are generally comfortable with as human beings. We want to have a plan. We want, like, obviously in this woman's, these are great examples of, you clearly want to have a ticket, a plane ticket to a conference that you're trying to go to. But we also just want to know. We want to have a plan. We want to do something. And the thing that I love about what you're saying, this piece of the internal guidance system, is because we don't always know. Like you're saying, your mind is wrong. But also what I see again and again in my work, especially with my getting answers process, is people form questions based on what they've seen thus far in their life. So they're like, my favorite example is my student who was like, how can I get a university job in order to pay for my dance studio? She didn't even want a university job. It was just the thing that had in the past given her the access to the dance studio. So that's just how our minds work. We like you're mentioning of in terms of programming, but I'm seeing of like, we pretty much only ping off things that we've already seen in our life. So, but that's not how the universe works. It's infinite. It has so many ways that you can get from A to B without, that you've never even imagined, that you never even thought of. Like another story I've told in a different episode is how my son won a boat for him. He was always like, we need a boat. We need a boat. And my husband and I were like, we're not getting a boat. So, we hear you, but we don't have that plan. Just so you are aware, he literally won a boat in a raffle, my son. Okay. So it's an example of how, but once you start playing with it, like Zen is doing, like her students, I have students that are Zen students and they do this. Like it's not just Zen. I'm telling you, you can master this even if you're not Zen. Like she's saying, everybody has access to it. And what happens is when you feel the opening or the closing, you start to, I personally don't even care. I'm like, okay, well, I guess that's not true. So moving on, I don't want to dig a hole to figuring out why it doesn't add up or like why it's not going to be that way, because my experience shows me that I will be shown. When it is important, that thing will happen. The ticket in the example of the student that you're saying, or it can be all kinds of things. But there are many, many ways for experiences to arrive, for peace to happen in your life. It's just as a little offshoot. The other thing that I love so much about this process is it literally turns you toward peace. Like, just super briefly, I can remember a moment in time where I was so bent out of shape about something. I literally don't even remember what it was. I just remember I was driving down in the car, and I was just like so mad, thinking all these things and this and this and that. And in that moment, I was like, oh, wow, this is a closing sensation. And so that was the first thing I noticed. Oh, wow. Well, whatever's going on here. And then my mind turned to like, okay, so where is the opening? And the opening ended up, I thought, I am mad. And I opened right up to that. I am mad. Not all the other thoughts of, well, like this should happen and that should happen and another thing and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. All of those were closing me down. The experience and the opening that I had when I just literally thought, I am mad, and I opened up, literally allowed me to drop the subject. I'm like, okay, that is true. I am mad. Anyway, moving on. I like don't need to think about all those things anymore because they're closing and they're not helping me or supporting me. So
that's right.
If you come to peace with it, it shows you that all of the junky thoughts, all of the overwhelming things are literally direction, as Zen would put it, direction from your internal guidance system showing you that's not the way. And you also get a very tangible experience that shows you that it's okay, literally, not to know in this moment. Whatever is necessary will be revealed when the time is right. Like, you will understand that you already bought the ticket. Don't buy another one. You won't be able to use it in that like 3 days in February in 2 years that they will offer you the window to use it.
Exactly. That's so funny. And I think that's the best thing about it is also that if something is rough, you open. You don't feel the same way. So, like, it's really great when, like, for instance, my husband and I were in a fight and arguing, and he said, I am so sick of you being manipulative. And I was just like, oh, what? I am not manipulative, you know? And when I said that, I'm not manipulative, I closed. Meaning I am manipulative. And I was like, I looked at him, I said, I just closed when I said I'm not manipulative. I am manipulative. And I opened back up. And he goes, I said, tell me more. I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't feel like I manipulate people. He said, you come in and you are so excited about something and you're telling me all about it and how you want to do it. And he said, if I say yes and I haven't had a chance to think about it, and it's not right for me, then I'm turning against myself. But if I say no, then you're upset and your feelings are hurt. He's like, you put me in between a rock and a hard place with your excitement and how. I am an influential, hyper happy person that likes, you know, wants everybody to have their best life. And you know, I manipulate people towards goodness. You can do it. Da-da-da, you know, I guess he's right, and he's right. And so that's the thing. If there is something that about you that is not, whether it's like what you would consider broken, which I don't believe in that concept at all, but if there is something that's not working for you in your life, it'll open you, and it doesn't feel shameful and bad and hard and any of that. It feels like, ooh, this is something I need to watch out for. This is something I need to pay attention to. And I stopped doing that. I came in, I said, honey, I'm really excited, so please forgive me. But I'm going to try and, you know, ask you about if we can do this in a calm manner, you know, and give you, and then think about it, and you let me know what you want to do, you know. And it has helped our marriage immensely, this tool. But that's what I'm saying, is like, it's no matter what happens, when you if you open to it, you're still on path. It still feels right.
So true.
It is hard.
So true. That's precisely what I'm getting at here, of the peace is like,
the peace
is immense. Even when, using Zen's example, somebody is telling you you're manipulative. Who wants to be told that? That's like,
oh, yeah.
That's not what you think. No matter what, you don't think that that's what you're doing. Using this example. So, and you're like, oh, wow. Tell me more.
Whoa.
I need to know.
Exactly. What do you mean?
So good. Okay. So I think it just goes without saying that all of you out listening are probably just reveling in how juicy and wonderful and miraculous and simple and innate, I always like to point out, all of this is to you. So I am heartily encouraging you to dig in to Zen's book and all of the things she has. So what I want to ask you next is just to kind of wrap it up with us for what can, I'm always turning people to Zen's website. I'm like, you need Zen. Here's her website. Check out, find out what she's doing right now because it's so good. You're going to love it. But can you just save us all and tell us, I know you have an upcoming, you're doing these new games and you have one upcoming. So give us the goods. Tell us how they can find you and how they can. Go ahead.
I'd love that. So you go to the recreatingyougame.com. Recreatingyougame.com.
And I'll have a link too.
Good. And you'll find, that's okay. No, it's great. At therecreatingyougame.com, there is a free 6-day experience where I walk you through using your internal guidance system. And by the end of the 6 days, you'll have a pretty good awareness of how this system works and how much it's giving you guidance throughout your day. It will not get you trained to be a master to use it all the time. We have a course called Stress to Happiness for that, which is a reasonably priced, really great 12-module program that walks you straight through that. You could go to stresstohappiness.com if you would like and get that program. If you want to just dive right in, which I recommend, why waste time? But if you'd like to get a little taster, an appetizer of the work and feel your internal guidance system and use it for 6 days, go to therecreatingyougame.com. And then, of course, your inner GPS, like the GPS in a car, your inner GPS can be found on Amazon. And it's also a little manual that'll walk you through using your IGS. So whatever works for you, whether you want to work with me personally, get coaching and support in a group environment, or you want to get a taster or read a book, it's all there for you.
Or all of the above. Truly.
Yeah, or all of the above.
I can't recommend Zen's work enough. And I your inner GPS is, in my opinion, one you want on your shelf. So, and working with Zen. So thank you. Thank you for being here and detailing this for all of our listeners, because I truly just feel like the more people know this, you guys, you can let go of stress and overwhelm. It's like amazing, literally mind blowing. So, I mean, maybe not literally. Okay. That's an exaggeration. My head is still here.
Literally, it'll blow your own mind, just like the yellow yield sign does. That's very apropos.
So true. And by the way, just commenting that I have done this exercise before, as Zen mentioned, and still in my mind when she asked, I was like, oh, there's that yellow yield sign.
People are like, I will too, remember. I'm like, no, you won't.
No. I was like, oh, there's the yellow
one. When I found that example, it was just godsend, because I was like, finally, I can explain to people that their minds are off. The way they're thinking about things can be not true. Yeah.
And
causing the problem.
Totally. Guess what? You each have an internal guidance system that is available to you right now. So you'll find links in my show notes and I will detail those for you, but please dive into Zen's work. You will not regret it. So thank you so much for being here, Zen. It's always a pleasure to chat.
Mine too. I love hanging out with you. We always have such a good time.
Totally.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, everyone. See you soon. Thanks for being here. What the heck? Wasn't that good? I hope you will take advantage of Zen's life-changing work. I've got links for you in the show notes to do so. And if you like this episode, star it where you get your podcasts and share it with your friends. As usual, I've also got links to my own freebies in the show notes. And as I mentioned briefly, I've got a new program coming soon. It's going to help you have all the tools you need to understand, trust, and use your inner wisdom to garner support from the universe and find out once and for all, not only are you not alone, you've got benevolent help, but you've also got it all inside. All my love.
I am the- this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.